I'm just excited to see us play our best against the best team in the nation.
That's how Notre Dame senior Joe DiBenedetto felt going into last night's BCS title game.
It's just, oh my gosh, it would make my life if we win this national championship.
McCarron's pass complete to number 9, Amari Cooper.
But it wasn't to be. Alabama scored on its very first drive and just kept on going. Notre Dame got 2 touchdowns, but it wasn't enough to keep up with the barrage of points by Bama. It wasn't all smooth sailing for the Tide. There was some friction between center Barrett Jones and quarterback A.J. McCarron in the fourth quarter. They exchanged words on the field, and that prompted a shove from Jones. Running back Eddie Lacy says it's no big deal.
You know, every once in a while they get into it like that. I mean, they're both high-energy players. I mean, I don't think there's nothing negative about it, though. Just reaction.
A good night for Alabama meant a bad one for Notre Dame. Star player Manti Te'o met with reporters to talk about the loss.
Obviously, we wish that, you know, the night could have ended in a different way. But, you know, the season, the year, you know, my career here, I've been truly blessed to be at Notre Dame.
Last night's game was more than just 2 teams on the field. It was 2 schools with deep roots in college football. If you go to either campus, the students will tell you all about it.
Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering your name.
That's Notre Dame senior Ariel Etienne. When we spoke with her, she was packing for Miami as part of the Fighting Irish marching band.
Well, we always do our monogram ND, where we form the ND monogram at the end of the game.
And that musical enthusiasm isn't confined to South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah, Alabama, drown on tide, something like that. Is that it?
That's University of Alabama senior Jasmine Ivy. If she sounds giddy, there's a reason. Today is graduation day on the Tuscaloosa campus, and Ivy just received her degree in nursing, but football was never far from her mind.
I was definitely a culture. I've been a Crimson Bell with recruiting. I've worked in the skyboxes. Then the spring is kind of like, wah, because there's no football.
That's actually really hard for me to explain. I'm still trying to get it myself.
Alabama senior Robert Tricarico just got his bachelor's degree in political science. He's from Connecticut. He says he spends a lot of time explaining to his northern friends and family about the passion for football at Alabama.
We're in the graduation ceremony, and A.J. McCarron got the biggest applause for when he crossed the stage, which I thought was kind of just said it all, that the quarterback of the football team got some raucous applause for graduating.
And Bama fans are reminded of their storied past at every home game.
I'd like for the people to remember me as being a winner, because I ain't never been nothing but a winner.
That's legendary coach Bear Bryant, whose voice booms from the loudspeakers at Bryant-Denny Stadium. If you want to know about Notre Dame's mythology, all you have to do is tune into any classic movie channel.
Someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys. Ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
That's actor Ronald Reagan in the film classic Newt Rockne, All-American. Not far from the Notre Dame campus in the heart of South Bend, Indiana, students and fans can visit Rockne's gravesite. Remember marching band member Ariel Etienne?
But though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win overall.
Yes, that's her. She says she's not only a fan of the team, but of Notre Dame's traditions.
We're not only a great football school, we're also number one in graduation rates for our athletes, and I think that's really important.
But there is that little matter of the competition between Alabama and Notre Dame.
At least in our family, we know about the history of the rivalry. And
Notre Dame senior Danny Leach.
Well, my dad went to ND and was at the 73 Sugar Bowl where we played Alabama and beat him for the national championship, so.
It is now third down and 5 yards to go for Notre Dame. And you can hear that Alabama crowd.
And that game is a sore spot among fans of the Crimson Tide.
Now here's Alabama, 3 plays and they've got to punt. They were not able.
Notre Dame edged Alabama by a single point to take the AP national title. It was a big win for Coach Ara Parseghian and a disappointment for Bear Bryant.
Ball is going to be marked on the 40-yard line. He got that ball up in the air, and the wind really.
As fans of the Crimson Tide filed out of Sun Life Stadium, some, like Larry Simmons of Gadsden, say it's not too early to mention the word dynasty when it comes to Nick Saban.
I think he's comparable to the last great coach we had, Bear Bryant, and he was certainly had a legend and dynasty.
But as far as Coach Saban is concerned, the team will get 24 hours to celebrate the title, then hit the books again when class starts up on Wednesday. That's when he says he'll start working on next season. Pat Duggins, APR News in Fort Lauderdale.